Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guests,
Bird and the Bee, will be in studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
That would be weird, wouldn't it, if there was an actual bird and an actual bee in the studio?
Yeah, we'd
be going crazy.
Hummingbird and an African killer bee.
You're right. We'd be going crazy in here with rolled up newspapers running around. Good morning. It's Monday and it's Daily Scramble Live.
It sure is. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving holiday. Today we will play a game we love called Generational Name That Tune, where we highlight songs from each other's generation. It'll be fun.
It's my generation, baby. Good singing first thing in the morning. I'm drinking instant coffee. Can you tell?
Yes, actually. James Pribram will be here as well with the surf and weather report. It's a chilly day, so we need to know if this is sticking around for El Nino. Here's Aquilo, a slow start to your Monday morning. I breathe.
Daily scramble, daily scramble life. Daily scramble.
Jolly to hear that tune again, isn't it?
You know, I'm hoping we have a few new listeners this morning.
Are you?
Because we released a photo so great this weekend that I feel like people will come flocking to our show.
Must do. The whole world's going to know
they
about this.
They have to. Because we if you haven't seen it yet, you can go on Daily Scramble Live's Facebook page, which you should like, by the way, or KX93.5's Facebook page. You will see a photo of Jason Fetty and myself on Pearl Street Beach, dressed as Christmas elves, if you will. With a smattering, it's as if someone threw up Hanukkah and Christmas on a breakfast table.
Yeah.
And then we literally put a Christmas tree, a 7-foot Christmas tree, on the beach and took a photo of us dining.
You have no idea what it took to get that stuff down the steps.
It was unbelievable.
How many steps are there down there? A lot.
Pearl's not, I mean, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Pearl's maybe 100.
It's not 1,000 steps.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 steps.
It's probably not even 100. It's probably 50.
Yeah. Anyway, it felt like a lot. And it was a long way, and we had to walk along the beach.
Yeah, we walked quite a way.
The photographer was nuts, and he was going, not here, no, let's do it down there, and this is where we got to do it. He was right in the end, and it was a really perfect spot. And we're sitting at a breakfast table. It's part of our series of breakfast shots in weird places. But it was really good fun to do. We're both wearing horrible Christmas sweaters.
Of course we are.
And, it's silly, very silly.
So Mike Altishan is the one who took the photo steward here in Laguna. He's tagged on our Facebook page, so you can get in touch with him if you want your own ridiculous Christmas card.
He's
pretty
very
proud
creative,
of it.
Very cool, yeah.
So welcome to the show. If you found our photo online and then decided you were going to listen to us and see what on earth we were up to.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the holiday season, it is it. Now, thank
well
you.
Put.
Well said, I know. I was in New York for Thanksgiving this weekend.
Yeah, you were. Very good. That's cool.
I was indeed.
I'm jealous, actually.
You know, I went to Best Buy.
I don't really want to talk about it.
On Black Friday, right when it opened.
Did you?
Yeah. I got in a fight before it even started.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to Black Friday. I've never done this before in my life.
No, I've never done it.
And it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
My dad's computer broke, and it just so happened to break right before Best Buy opened for Black Friday. So we're like, let's just go over to Best Buy. And I said, Dad, I don't think you want to do that. It's like, this is it. This is where it all happens. These are these videos you see online. This is it. He said, nah, we'll just go cruise in there.
Black Friday in New York City.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's like a movie.
So we went, and we were just standing outside looking at the line, the masses of people. And the woman who was guarding the Black Friday door was like, the line's over there. And I said, I know. I'm just looking. She said, well, you're standing there. The line's over there. I'm aware of that. I'm just can I not stand on a sidewalk? And we got into
really?
It. It hadn't even started.
Immediately.
It's just the tensions.
No, everybody's blood's very close to boiling the minute they arrive.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like that kind of thing. It scares me. I don't like it. But they do say that a lot of people are staying away because it's out there that the stores actually are like marking up the prices for the couple of months before and then knocking them down
on
the day. And you know, a friend of mine went to a mall around here, went to Laguna Hills Mall, and said it was dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Laguna Hills Mall, what's there?
I don't know. There are stores.
Like a Skechers store.
There's a Macy's.
And a Sears.
There's a Macy's. There's a Nordstrom Rack.
Laguna Hills Mall.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit pathetic. But tell the story. Go ahead.
That was the story.
Oh, all right.
Pretty much it.
I went to Best Buy, but I went online.
Well, you should do that today. This is where I was going.
I'm a bit nervous to go today because I went online on Friday and bought a fridge.
Wait, why'd you do it on Friday? Today's Cyber Monday.
I don't know anything about these kinds of things.
Okay, so let me explain this to you. So there's Black Friday, which is the day where you go to the store and the store is getting black.
Okay.
There's Saturday, Small Business Saturday.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that was on Saturday, celebrating all your local businesses like ourselves. Then there's Cyber Monday. That's today. And it's right now. And this is where you can go online and get good deals on things. And you should have done your fridge shopping today.
Yeah.
For example, I'll go into more detail.
No,
if you'd
don't,
like.
Please. I don't want to know what that fridge costs today.
But you can buy a 28 inch, two very different sizes.
Yeah.
A 28 inch life size Yoda for your front yard as a Christmas lawn decor.
Yeah.
In 8 minutes and 20 seconds on Amazon Prime.
And for how much?
Let's see. It will be a whopping.
You can make it up, Tyler.
The page isn't loading. The page isn't loading.
Right, well, a blow up Yoda.
It's $71.
Good.
Oh, my God. It's $71.
Such a waste of money.
And that's on sale.
I'm nervous now to look at what that fridge would cost today.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's not good.
So anyway.
It does come with food in it, though. I noticed that.
The it does.
Yeah. When they get here on Wednesday, when they get to the house on Wednesday, and they deliver it, if there's no food in that fridge, I'm going to be disappointed because the photographs had a chicken in it.
So Cyber Monday is today. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. Okay?
No, so I'm not having any more days.
That's when.
No more days.
That's when. You donate to a charity of
no.
This is the most important one.
I don't care.
This is when you donate to a charity of your choice.
I don't care.
On Tuesday to help them get in the black
as
well.
I don't care.
You realize we're a nonprofit.
I don't care.
You should care about that.
I do not care. That's what's happened. That's what this thing has done. It's made me not care about any of them. No more days. Stop giving us days. It's annoying. Leave us alone.
So anyway, donate to KX93.5 tomorrow on Giving Tuesday.
Do it any day. Do it on Wednesday. Don't do it tomorrow. This is my advice. Do not do it tomorrow. You're being manipulated. Don't do it. You do it the next day. What day is it tomorrow? Tuesday. Do it on Wednesday.
I'm really glad to see you're getting in the holiday spirit.
I will not be manipulated by these people.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local Laguna Beach news, significant uproar over a new proposed restaurant, the Red Dragon at 680 South Coast Highway, site of the long-closed Mosun restaurant, caused the Planning Commission last week to put off consideration of the project due to unaddressed concerns over parking, noise, and view obstructions until January 20th. 2 years ago, Laguna Beach developer Inshan Zhao paid $3.5 million for the property that formerly housed the popular sushi restaurant Mosun and Club M Nightclub. Mosun fell into foreclosure and closed in 2011. Speaking for Zhao at the hearing, local architect James Conrad laid out a proposal to redesign the structure, which was originally built in 1940. In all, the new space, as proposed, would house 213 customers and serve food and drinks from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Planning Commission members and 20 citizens listened as Conrad described the plans, which would impact neighboring businesses on Coast Highway and tenants in homes behind the structure on Ramona Avenue. Speakers opposed the proposed plan, which would require Ramona Avenue access for truck deliveries and trash pickup. In an argument for the proposal, Carolyn Ramos, property manager at 14 West, said, "We've been waiting a long time for something new to take Mosun's place. The building's appearance is an eyesore and makes the neighborhood look bad. We're very excited for the space to be filled again." So despite postponing action on the conditional use permit request, commission members expressed tentative support for the project if the owner makes revisions to satisfy their concerns. "That whole side of the street has been a catastrophe," said one commission member. "This project is good for the street."
Yeah, and what are the Jews of Laguna going to do if there's no Chinese restaurant for Christmas?
It's got to open before Christmas.
Very disappointed.
It's clearly not going to be ready in the next 25 days, unfortunately.
Oh, well.
There is one.
There's
another
one. There's one on North Laguna.
Peony Chinese.
Peony's very good. There's another very good.
Yeah,
Top North Laguna, whatever that's called.
This is going to be a more hip kind of night vibe. I think they still want to do that. Although
big restaurant as well.
Closing at 10 o'clock. So, I mean, that's answering concerns from before when Mosun was open late and neighbors complained. And Nobody can have fun in this town.
He's brilliant. God forbid you should stay up late past 10 o'clock.
All right, let's look outside Laguna Beach. Colorado's state governor has called for both sides of the U.S. abortion debate to tone down the rhetoric following an attack on the clinic. John Hickenlooper's comments came after Friday's shooting at a Colorado Planned Parenthood family planning clinic, which killed three people. The clinic provides a range of health services, including abortion. The shooting suspect, Robert Lewis Deere, reportedly said no more baby parts during his arrest, sparking speculations that he was motivated by opposition to abortion. Hickenlooper, a Democrat, said the shooting and similar violent incidences might be a result of the inflammatory rhetoric we see on all levels, referring to the heated debate over abortion. He described the rampage as a form of terrorism. His sentiments were echoed by Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson. According to Carson, we really have to start asking ourselves, is what we can do as a nation to rectify the situation?
This isn't about abortion, is it? This is about lunatics with guns, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's going to be made about whatever the target was.
Well, lunatics with guns will always blame their lunacy on something.
I'm glad that the governor said this is a form of terrorism, because we often downplay attacks in our own country while we support, you know, with great pride, attacks in, let's say, use Paris as the most recent example.
Right.
You know, we change our profile pictures. We speak out. Obviously, it's a bigger scale. But then we start ignoring these small lunacy acts of terror that really should be that. Even though it's a white man with a gun who identifies as Christian, it's still terrorism.
It's designed as well. I don't know about the guy himself, because he was clearly nuts.
Yeah.
But the people that will latch onto this is, you know, and create, call him a hero in some way. Terrorism is the right word to use, because what it does is it scares people out of exercising their legal rights. And you have a legal right to terminate a pregnancy in this country. And if you're scared to visit Planned Parenthood now because you're scared that somebody might go crazy with a gun, then your civil liberties are being curtailed.
I spent the whole weekend in New York, and I was a little uneasy.
Were you?
After the threats.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Unrelated, but yes.
Right.
Let's do one more story this morning. A critical UN conference aimed at agreeing on a new global approach to climate change has opened in Paris. The meeting, known as COP21, will see negotiators from 195 countries attempt to finalize a new treaty over the next 2 weeks. Political leaders from 147 countries will address the conference throughout today. But the poorest countries say they fear being left behind in the push to agree to a deal. The French government officially took over the running of the talks during the opening ceremony this morning. Yesterday, French police locked down the conference center at La Bourget, closing roads in the area amid strict security for various leaders' visits. Earlier on Sunday, more than 200 demonstrators were arrested in Paris after clashes with police. Presidents and prime ministers have been addressing the gathering amid a growing sense of optimism that an agreement can be secured. And our president, Barack Obama, is attending the UN Climate Change Conference, but on arriving in Paris, his first visit was to the Bataclan Theater, scene of a large part of the attacks on the 13th of November. Accompanied by French President François Hollande and Paris Mayor, he laid a single white rose at the venue where 90 people were killed. France is still in a state of emergency after the attacks.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's, you know, terrorism in action, because Paris is still closed.
Right.
You know, people are still scared to move about. It's
but really, I'm glad to know that there's confidence among world leaders to still do something like this in the city.
Do you know what? It'll be a tragedy if they don't come to some sort of agreement about climate change and all of that.
Well, very, very, very left our news was this morning.
Very left, what do you mean?
Didn't you find it very left?
Left what? Left wing?
Yeah.
Wing? Well, I am.
I know. And you wrote it today.
I hate to come across as left wing, but I am. So that's what the way it sounds.
People know who they're listening to. This is Daily Scramble Live. That's our morning news. Thanks to the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom for the local stuff. And coming up, we'll recap our weekends. Maybe brace for brace for the Christmas season now.
Christmas thing, yeah. We'll talk a bit about Thanksgiving, I've no doubt.
And we'll do Generational Name That Tune this morning, highlighting some songs from each of our respective generations.
Daily Scramble Live.
So if you're me today, you're excited that Cyber Monday is here because you can finish all your Christmas shopping. If you're Jason Fetty, you accidentally bought a very expensive refrigerator 2 days before Cyber Monday, not knowing that America had online deals.
It's all right. It's the same price today as it was then.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, why are you huffing and puffing over
there? Because I'm relieved.
Oh, okay. I thought you were finding...
The first fridge on Best Buy's website was $999. First French door fridge, you know, with the double doors at the top and the freezer underneath.
Right.
So the first one was $999. I'm going, no! I paid $1,400 for mine. I thought it was a deal. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. No, it's not the same fridge. That fridge doesn't have
the ice in the door.
The ice thing.
Oh, you got to have the ice in the door.
Got to have the ice in the door.
I don't have the ice in the door, and I miss it deeply.
That's why I'm ditching the fridge I've got now.
Doesn't have ice in the
door. It's broken.
It's worth $1,400
Than not having ice in the door and water in the door is having ice and water in the door that
doesn't work.
That's really... Now, and our fridge is old, and it's white. It was secondhand when we bought it, and it's white, and it's got, like, rusty bits on it. It looks like a student accommodation fridge.
Would you like to know some other deals on Cyber Monday today that you would not want to miss, Jason Fetty?
Yeah, go on,
please. So you can be better prepared for today's festivities.
Yeah.
So, again, it is Cyber Monday. Go online to any online retailer. Amazon is mine of choice. And you can find all sorts of things for sale.
I got completely confused. I thought it was Cider Monday. I've been drinking since 6 o'clock.
This is why you shouldn't have been granted a U.S. citizenship. So pretty much all Amazon devices, first of all, are really cheap, like the Amazon Fire, the Kindle, the Echo, the Fire TV. They've got a cool projector now. You can get everything on Amazon for much cheaper than you would have been able to get it not on today.
Is it really cheaper? Is there really some savings?
Yeah, you save 20 or 30% on most things. Yeah, the Amazon Fire TV is 25% off. But moving along, here are some other things you can get. You can get a Kershaw 1660 Ken Onion Leek Knife.
Ah.
An onion leek knife, which typically is $79. And today is $27. An onion leek knife.
What is an onion leek knife?
I don't
know. Is it
a
knife for cutting onions
it
and leeks,
looks
presumably?
Like a knife. It's a knife.
Okay.
You can get a cast iron skillet. Actually, I might get this. Cast iron skillet, typically $50. Those things are expensive. For $18.95 today. I'm just going to go ahead and put that in a new tab.
I wanted to work for a generation alternative rock and roll station, but I wound up working for QVC.
This is the Home Shopping Network. You can get, here are some other things you can get, Jason Fetty. Mm. How about an Acorn women's slipper? Just one. Typically $99. Today is $40.
I'm going to eat a protein bar if that
How
is
about
okay.
The board game, Quackadoodle Moo.
Quackadoodle Moo.
Typically $20. Yep. Today, $14.99.
Okay.
How about
we do something else?
How about the Zero Explorer? This is actually a cool one. Some of these actually excite me. A Zero Explorer Area UAV drone, a quadrocopter drone. Typically $800. Today, $479.
Let's get one.
$479.
Can the station afford that?
I thought you didn't like Cyber Monday.
I'd like to go on a drone. Wouldn't you like to go on a drone?
But the thing is that the sales go away. There's 46% of these claimed by now. Mm. You have now smoked a cigarette, eaten a protein bar, and drank coffee.
They only have a certain number of these items, don't they? So they go away really quick. What I want is I always think the best. When I first arrived in the United States, you know, I was amazed by the appliances. And the best one, the funniest one I ever saw, was the electric flour sifter.
I don't know what that does.
Well, you imagine a flour sifter, you know, it's a wire thing, like a wire basket with a handle. And you put flour in it, and that takes the lumps out.
Okay.
It catches the lumps of flour. Okay. If you're making... if you're baking,
flour, F-L-O-U-R, flour.
Yeah, flour.
All right.
If you're baking, you need flour that has no lumps in it.
I get it now.
So flour sifter, and you shake it gently from side to side, and the flour falls through it, leaving the lumps in the basket.
So this makes it so you don't have to do the shaking.
You literally press a button on the handle, and the sifter itself moves side to side.
That is the laziest appliance
I've
ever heard.
That's a labor saving. That's why we're all fat. We're not only we make baking cakes, but we're doing it with an electric flour sifter.
I'll let you know if one of those pops up today. Maybe I'll get it for you for Hanukkah.
Great.
How's that sound?
Cool.
Jason Fetty and I will do a game of generational Name That Tune coming up where we highlight songs from each other's generation. Inara from The Bird and the Bee will be in studio today doing an acoustic set for us after 9 a.m. Mm. Very excited about that.
Yeah, cool.
Here's some info about our Kenny Loggins Winter Concert Classic.
This holiday season, get ready to cut loose. Montage and KX93.5 present Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. Bring the whole family to Irvine Bowl, Pageant of the Masters on December 13th to hear Kenny's hits and also holiday favorites from pop harmonizing group The Shadow Boxers. Every day will be like a holiday. And local favorite David Allen Baker. The kids will love our Winter Wonderland in the Festival of Arts grounds with cookie decorating, falling snow, and a visit from old Saint Nick himself. Enjoy complimentary hot chocolate and holiday treats with adult libations available for purchase. Proceeds will benefit KX93.5, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, and School Power, Laguna Beach Educational Foundation. Don't miss Kenny Loggins at Laguna's most beautiful concert venue, Irvine Bowl, Sunday, December 13th at 6 p.m. Tickets at KX93.5.com.
That band is Geographer on KX93.5. The show is Daily Scramble Live here in Laguna Beach, California, online anywhere at KX93.5.com on any device.
Yeah, anything. Any device. Your toaster will pick it up.
Yes, it will. Some of the deals on Cyber Monday today, you could find a smart toaster. There is a smart toaster. Today's cool.
Yeah, I like today.
I like today as well.
I'm into it. The weather's good. People are nice, generally.
Here's one reason.
Go on.
The 50th anniversary of the Charlie Brown Christmas is this year. And tonight, at 6 o'clock our time on ABC, they will show the Charlie Brown Christmas special again, 50 years in a row.
God, 50th anniversary. Ah, it makes me sad and nostalgic. It's wonderful. I love that. I love it.
I love it, too. Oh. I absolutely love it. And that's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
You love it, and I love it, and it spans everybody.
Yeah, it's at least two generations.
At least yours and mine.
Pretty nice. It's 50. I'm nearly 50, and it's actually 50. Goodness me.
Look at that.
Wow. He hasn't changed a bit, has he, old Charlie?
Still the same.
He was bald then.
His tree's still the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
You said you had a story.
Oh, I do, yeah. Sorry. The Charlie Brown Christmas. So this is back before the digital age. This is the analog age. And it's very British, this story, actually, too, now that I think about it. There's a huge fish and chip shop.
Already.
Near where I used to live, where I was born in the north of England, there's a huge fish and chip shop. It's actually now, unfortunately, it's become a chain now. There's a load of them. They're called Harry Ramsden's. Harry Ramsden's Fish and Chips. But this was a huge fish and chip shop. And remember, back in the day, poor people couldn't afford to eat in restaurants, but they could afford a plate of fish and chips. So Harry Ramsden had this idea to build a big restaurant with chandeliers and real waiters and waitresses in old school black and white uniforms. And people would go and eat fish and chips and be waited on. This was a big deal.
Okay.
It was still relatively cheap.
And they could afford it.
They could afford it. So the working classes could go and eat fish and chips in a posh restaurant. So we used to like to go to Harry Ramsden's. It had a little arcade where you could play video games or I don't know what they were in those days. Pac-Man.
They were still video games.
Something. I don't even know. It was probably that. The little silver balls would go round and round on a thing.
Okay.
And you put an old penny in and someone would clip you around the ear and say, "Behave yourself, young fella, me lad, you scallywag," or something like that. Anyway.
Right.
So one time there was a children's TV show called Blue Peter. And remember, there were three channels on the TV in those days. So Blue Peter came down to Harry Ramsden's to do a little bit about how they made fish and chips. They filmed it, made a little spot about this thing, right? So that was a big deal for Harry Ramsden's. So when it aired, they put TVs all over the restaurant. And we happened to be there. It was just before Christmas. We happened to be there having fish and chips with my dad when the TVs were in the place. And they showed Harry Ramsden's on TV. They were very excited about it. But everybody was just eating fish and chips. We didn't even pay any attention. And then after Blue Peter, they showed Charlie Brown Christmas, Peanuts Christmas. And the place went completely silent. And everybody watched Charlie Brown's Christmas. And I remember saying to the waiter, can we turn up the TV so we could hear it?
It touches people.
It does. Big deal.
In a really special way.
Yeah.
6 o'clock tonight, you can watch the 50th anniversary of Charlie Brown Christmas on ABC. And certainly Jason and I will be watching.
I'm going to fry a haddock.
You're going to fry a haddock?
I'm going to fry a haddock.
Invite Harry Ramsden over. We'll play some Silver Vol. It'll be great. Malt vinegar.
There you go.
James Pribram will do our surf and weather coming up here shortly. It's a chilly day in Laguna. He'll fill us in. We're playing Generational Name That Tune. We've got the news, and Bird and the Bee will be in studio, at least the bird portion of it, later on Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, wherever you are in the world, you're with KX93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. We've been playing them for a while now. They're called the Bird and the Bee, and one half of them is here with us today. Inara George is here. Am I allowed to say that you're the daughter of Lowell George? I'm very excited that you're... I don't know how excited you are about it.
Well, it's just something I'm used to.
Right, right. You're not as excited as I am because it's the first time we've met. But Inara George is here with Wendy Wang Guitar, and they're going to play a couple of tracks, I don't know, from your new record or...
Yeah.
From the new record.
New record, yeah.
And they're live in the studio right now here. We'll talk in a minute.
Okay, great.
All right? It's KX93.5, The Bird and the Bee.
Thank you. You were so young, young and dumb. You were the baddest, the biggest, the bestest burned out one. You filled the bill, you kept it fun, but there was always something coming up that you couldn't outrun. You were wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, very next one, and you are not it. My mama said, the very next one, and you are not it. You once were hot and we were cold. All the trash you'd leave behind would just burn into gold. You were a fire out of control, but nothing stays that pretty when it's over. So wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, very next one, and you are not it. My mama said, one, and you are not it. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, my mama said that. My mama said, my mama said that. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you'd hit the wall. Wrecking, 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 wrecking ball. We always knew you would fall down. My mama said, the very next one, and you are not it. My mama said, one, and you are not it. Thank you.
so great. Thank you. We shouldn't be talking. You want to play another song? Okay. We'll talk, all right?
All right, here we go. You start whenever. Now come. In the box again. Six walls just to close me in. In the stocks again. I punish me for where I've been. Is there anyone, anyone out there? Is there anyone, anyone, anyone out there? Come to me, pick my bones, hold me close, bring me home. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why, it's just the way the wind blows. We're coming to you, just like a sound. Don't know why, it's just the way it goes. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why I feel the way I do. We're coming to you, we'll pull you out. Don't know why I wish I didn't need you. Light as a feather. Stormy weather, the wind and rain just push me around. Is there anyone, anyone out there? Is there anyone, anyone, anyone out there? Can you find me? I'm too small. Little pieces off the wall. We're coming to you, we're coming now. Don't know why, it's just the way the wind blows. We're coming to you, just like a sound. Don't know why, it's just the way it goes. We're coming to you, we're coming now. I don't know why I feel the way I do. We're coming to you, we'll pull you out. I don't know why, I don't know why I need you.
Wow. Awesome.
Great job, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Bird and the Bee live in studio. That's Inara George and Wendy Wang on a guitar. So nice to have you so early on a Monday morning, post-Thanksgiving, cold morning. Wonderful. Nice job, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So let's chat with you about the new record and everything. Obviously, we're missing Greg.
Yes.
And he wasn't even at your show last night in San Diego. So you're doing like a female empowerment thing right now or something.
I know, it's all girls.
Yeah, you don't
I feel like the only way you could replace Greg is if somebody had boobs, so.
so that's what you did.
That's weird. You're in Orange County. We can get him boobs if you want to get him
true.
Boobs.
I know, yeah. That's true. I don't think he wants that, but maybe. See I'll
if
ask
just,
him.
See if you just want the one. Just try the one for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
See how it goes.
But you don't go out as the bird when you're on your own.
No, I mean, I don't know if as many people would know what it was, but we call ourselves the Bird and the Birds.
Oh, okay.
So. That's cool.
Like internally.
Internally.
Yeah.
It's our secret name.
So when Greg's not there, there's no B in the name for you, personally.
For us. Yeah. We know we're the Bird and the Birds. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he just not around, or was that like an artistic choice?
No, I mean, I would like to say it's an artist. I mean, that would be an interesting answer. He's just so busy.
Yeah.
He's busy and he has his family. And so he has his work. This is my one little thing that I do aside from my family. And yeah. He has like a bunch of stuff. So it's like we kind of just have to manage our time. And so I thought I would take
the band on the road a little bit, just because we worked so hard on the record, and it's nice to just get a little more action, traction, et cetera.
Well, that was part of the challenge for you guys in releasing this new record, Recreational Love.
Yeah.
It took 6 years or so. So yeah. I imagine, you know, you've got three kids, he's got a family, a lot of life happened.
Yes.
Right? Between the albums.
Life, and then his career just kind of like catapulted into the stratosphere. So it's been amazing for him, and we sneak in these little moments to record because we still enjoy it. And it's always been that. It's always been a thing for our enjoyment. And so I think we're just trying to manage it and see how we can make it work in our current circumstances.
Sure. Well, you got a vacation out of it too, because now you have kids. So when you play a show, it's like, let's go down to San Diego, right? Like last night.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Well, when we were there, we left on Thursday night, and we've been in La Jolla for the whole time, and then we went down to San Diego and went to the Children's Museum, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then went to the show, and then my husband took the kids home, and I played the show.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Well, we're big fans of the new record, Recreational Love.
Thank
We've been playing
you.
Will You Dance a lot
and
some other tunes from it. But it's cool to hear you strip down. That was really interesting.
It's really interesting. Wendy's playing some bonkers kind of stuff there on the classical guitar. And this, you have jazz stuff in there and weird modal, I don't know what, going on. Very cool.
Thanks.
And the sound is quirky and cool, and you're smiling about it. So you're not, a lot of sort of quirky acts coming here, and they're very serious, you know.
Oh, really?
But you're smiling and... And what are the stories about? I mean, you played that first song, was a very catchy tune. I'm not being, but just enough sort of weirdness. We played the phone. You played the phone on that song.
Yeah.
But there's a story in there as well about somebody, a wrecking ball, someone who's making a mess of their life, presumably.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you hope that there's some depth to any song that you write. I mean, I think, you know, I've got a lot of people in my life who have not made the best choices. So. It's kind of a song about that, just like that it's cute when you're in your 20s, but when you get older, it's not as cute anymore.
Preaching to the choir right here. listeners know my story. Lucky to be alive and happy to have done
it, but
many didn't make it, you know, so as you say.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hesitant to mention your dad.
Don't hesitate, please. It's not at all an issue.
Lowell George, I'm a huge fan of Little Feet of his work, you know, throughout the years, and we play some of his stuff on the radio here, and so important as a sort of, you know, and such a shame he's not with us today. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's one example of how it it's a insidious sort of a circumstance, like the disease of my father died of
alcoholism,
of a drug overdose. So that's something that I've been a privy to, experienced.
And then it occurs to me right now that I'm saying great loss to us, but of course you were five.
I was five,
and so it's ridiculous for me to say it's a loss to me.
Oh, but
compared to you,
you don't walk on eggshells around me. It's not. I understand both sides of it. You know, it's a big deal for a lot of people. People love music, and that's how they get through times or experiences. And so I understand it is a great loss for the music, and then it's a great loss for the families and et cetera. So it's my reality. It's what I've lived with my whole life.
I'm not going to walk on eggshells. We're so glad he's been reborn in you.
Thank you.
Is that something you try to pass down in your own family? You're a mother of three now, and obviously you received a musical gene somehow. So are you noticing it in your kids as well?
Well, thank you. You know, I'm trying to really be like, I want them to discover things on their own, because I think that is when people really love to play music, is because it's their own kind of path. So I was just talking to Wendy about this, like getting a piano teacher to come, and I'm like, I want to make sure that it stays fun, and if it becomes a chore, then maybe we like pull back a little bit. So, but you know, I noticed that they like music. My eldest son specifically right now is, you know, you turn on some music. His favorite song right now is Warren Zevon's Roland the Headless Thompson.
And how old is he?
Got taste.
He's five.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's actually, because it can be bad too. We've had some bad ones. I mean, no offense to whoever wrote "I'd Like to Move It," but it's not.
Yeah, that becomes difficult. Yeah.
It's not a song you want to hear
over and over again.
I know. They probably are. Yeah.
Yeah. But because of your interest in music and you're playing Warren Zevon in the house, you know, they're going to get that. They can't help but get some kind of musical education.
Well, I try. You know, I try, but you get lucky and then you get really unlucky sometimes in the musical, you know, introductions. Because sometimes I'll try to play him stuff because I got him into Tom Waits too, because we were listening to some kid record. And there was like a voice, like, rawr, rawr, you know, like a monster voice. Yeah. I said, I think you're going to like this guy because he has a monster voice. And then my son, at one point, he was like, Mom, Tom Waits, it's like sometimes he sounds like a monster and sometimes he sounds like a ghost.
Like, wow. Very deep. Yeah,
I know.
So he's into it.
He's into it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Is there much singing in the house? Do you see you guys all sing?
Yeah,
along?
We sing a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, my daughter loves Annie. She likes to sing the most. I don't know. I think she can carry a tune. She's three, so it's
probably hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. Otis for sure has pitch, but you know, you never know.
With a name like Otis, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it, if he couldn't sing?
If he couldn't sing,
no. Yeah.
No.
Again, Inara George is in studio. Wendy Wang as well. The Bird and the Bee played a show last night in San Diego. You've got one we should mention coming up on Sunday the 13th in L.A. Do you know about that gig?
Yes.
Although good, because I don't. I'm hoping you do.
Well, it's kind of a small place, and it's sort of like an invite only, or I don't know how you get tickets. I really don't know how
Oh, wow, okay.
It's I would imagine it's probably difficult to get in, so I don't
forget I ever said anything then.
Well, I don't, you know, maybe not. I know it's Gary Calamar, who's a DJ at KCRW, and he has this show. It's called Mimosa Sundays or something. Is it called Mimosa? I think it's Mimosa Sundays. And he'll have different bands come who have released records recently. And so we're doing it. But it's a very small place.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, great. If people can find tickets,
Can find tickets, you should come.
Excellent. That's the 13th of December with The Bird and the Bee. And then let's touch on your new record, which you just played a couple songs for us. How has it been? I mean, it's been so long since you came out with music that you probably, I mean, did you almost forget what it feels like to release a new album and do the whole thing?
It's so different.
Yeah.
I mean, either it's different in that it feels like there's not a lot of space for music because there's so much music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It seems more difficult to kind of find, I don't know, but maybe it's just that people aren't as interested. which could be, but there's not as much space, and there's also so much like chatter. It's hard to figure out, like, to navigate, like, what you need to do or not need. You know, I mean, I put records out. You didn't have to do any social media. That wasn't that was not part of the bargain.
Yeah.
And now that just seems like that's the way things go.
Well, the good news for us is that radio still remains important.
Yeah.
It's still super important for bands to get plays and spins and be charted and.
Yeah.
You know, because that.
But then there's Spotify. I mean, it, selling records is not, you know, that's not really what it used to be.
Right.
I mean, the first week in selling records, you're like, really? That's all? That's good?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this to people coming in, bands coming in, but the good news is you've got control of your own music and you get to reach the people you want to reach. The bad news is you've got control of your own music.
Yeah.
And you've got to do your own thing. You've got to do social media.
Yeah. Well, and it's the control. And also, I mean, the one thing that musicians have is that they can always play shows.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know, I don't think that people need to get paid millions and millions of dollars to play music, but it is to make a living. You know, how do you continue to make a living as a musician? It's not as clear as it used to be. Or, I mean, was it ever clear? I don't know.
But you guys are you're able to do very diverse things, from cover records to, you know, the Daryl Hall and John Oates cover record that you made. And that's volume one.
Yes.
Tribute to the Masters, volume one. Are you going to do a volume two?
We've talked about it. It might take us 5 years.
Who would it be? If you were to pick, who would it be?
We don't say. We keep it under wraps because we could change our minds. And also, we don't want to say it and then someone else gets the idea because it might take us 5 years to do it.
ABBA. So. It's going to be ABBA.
It's going to be ABBA, you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll put it in the hat.
Well, you know, the music's very diverse and it's kind of got, it's weird and yet you're telling stories. It's just got a right amount of weirdness for me. Catchy, but just the right amount
of
a little bit of shrieky weirdness in there.
You know, that Greg and I like to, we like to go a little bit off the, that's been our thing, you know. We like to take it a little out of the main road.
Pretty minimalist though as well. Not huge, not like, you know, you don't have the Tower of Power horns in there. It's very simple, not simple, but strangely sounds simple. There's not much going on, but what's going on is
Greg's brilliance.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning. This will all be podcast online if you want to hear Nara and Wendy's performance again at kx935.com. Again, you can pick up the new record, Recreational Love, on any digital device. And then if you can somehow find your way into the show in North Hollywood on Sunday the 13th, well, then congratulations. Nara, thank you very much for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you for having us.
We really do appreciate it.
And we'll totally keep our eye out for when you're playing again. We'd love to come and see you.
Thank you.
For sure.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
All
see
right.
you soon.
Bye.